Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sense. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? It's hard to believe this Bacon Podcast is 6 months old. We have over 50 podcasts and over 26 expert interviews, and there's a ton more great stuff coming from new experts. If you like this podcast, do me a favor and go to the iTunes desktop app, not the mobile one or the web one. And the reason is we'd like to get a review because that helps more people find us. And so if you do that, I'd really appreciate it. But today we're going to be talking about building a sales funnel. And we've covered a lot of techniques and tools and things that you can do to grow your business and be found online. And it all starts with a website or a landing page. That's the place where you draw people in and you capture either their email addresses or you get them to buy something or pick up the phone and call you. That's really kind of the cornerstone. And we've covered a lot of tools that help draw traffic into those websites or landing pages. We've covered things like blogging and podcasting and email marketing, webinars, and video to drive more traffic to your website. And then we discuss some other concepts that help you grow your business, like how to find your ideal client, working on your own brand, focusing and getting less distracted, and also how to deal with crisis, but also how to get help from virtual assistants and coaching. All of this is part of building a sales funnel. Now think about it for a second. All of us are in the marketing business. No matter what you do, no matter what your business is, you're in the marketing business. And so are your employees. Because everything about marketing is creating awareness, whether it's face-to-face, through advertising, online, it doesn't matter. It's about creating awareness and drawing people into your sales funnel. And after that, everything leads to sales, even after you've made a sale. Think about this. Customer service is part of the sale. Let's just say you own a heating and air conditioning company and somebody goes out and works on your furnace, and then they make a whole bunch of mistakes, and you have to call them back in the middle of the night. Would you call that company up again? Probably not. So the quality of service is part of your sales, because basically what happens is somebody does something like that, they're not going to get another sale, right? So all of those things are incredibly important. So whether you're an online marketer or a local small business, we all need a sales funnel. Now, there's several parts to a sales funnel, and I can't draw it out because this is a podcast, but what I could tell you is there's four major components, and it starts with this. It starts with awareness, creating awareness about you, your brand, your business. Then you try to get customers to consider you. So the part of consideration is they're going to at least evaluate you against other options. And then you take them into the preference phase, where they prefer you because you're the preferred choice out of all the choices out there that do what you do. And then finally, they make the purchase. And a lot of people stop there, but there's actually two more layers to that. The next one is loyalty. How do you get them to remember you and be top of mind so if they need what you have, they call you again? Or the next thing is advocacy. They love you and your business and your products and service so much that they share your stuff with other people. That, my friends, is the six steps of a sales funnel. Awareness, consideration, preference, purchase, loyalty, and advocacy. Now, all of these things are pieces that draw people in to your business. Now, there's many concepts about how to keep people in your sales funnel, and that's what a lot of these tools do. For example, If you use email marketing, you get their email address, they sign up for your list, now you have permission to communicate with them on a regular basis. What are you going to send them? Are you going to send them a special deal? Are you going to send them tips and tricks? A podcast like this is exactly that. It's keeping people engaged and informed. And the whole purpose of this podcast is to teach you how to use these online tools to draw people into that sales funnel. Social media is a great way to keep people informed and keep you, your business, and your brand top of mind with people that know, like, and trust you. And also, face-to-face networking basically is social networking in person. You know, it's really about getting out there and meeting people and talking to them and being a resource. That's really kind of the cornerstone. Now, in a future podcast or future podcasts, we're going to explore a whole bunch of other topics. And we're going to get deep into things like social media. We're going to talk about Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Google, Google Plus, analytics, all of those things. But we're also going to cover some other concepts that can help you, like joint ventures, how a joint venture can help you and another business partner up so that you both benefit from the same audience. We're going to talk about affiliate marketing. That's where you promote other people's products or services, and they promote your products and services so that you both benefit from that. We're going to talk about SEO, search engine optimization, and how you can utilize that to draw more people into your funnel through your landing page or your website. There's lots of tools and tips and tricks and techniques, and that's the whole purpose of this podcast, is to help you get your arms around how do we use all of these things and which ones are right for you. I mean, the key thing is that not every tool is going to work for everybody. Not everybody is going to want to do a blog. Not everybody is going to want to do a podcast. Not everybody has the capability or desire to do video. There are so many tools at our fingertips, and one of the cornerstones that you have to figure out is, what does your audience want? Where will they find you, and where will your communications resonate with them? Heck, it could be a print postcard once a month. If that works, that's fine. But all of that is drawing people into that funnel. It's about top-of-mind awareness. And that awareness is the first stage of the funnel. And hopefully, you've gotten them through the consideration and maybe even the preference portion, and now they're ready to make the purchase. And that's what all of these tools are there to do, is to create that awareness so that people know who you are, what you do, and what you have to offer. So the sales funnel is really about utilizing tools to draw people into your messages. And one of the cornerstones of the things that I teach is measurement. I hear this all the time. I'm not sure that social media is working because I can't measure it. Yes, you can. You can measure it if you set up the systems that are in place to actually measure it and understand the concepts of measurement. Tools like Google Analytics or tools like Insights inside of Facebook will help you better understand. Likes, comments, shares are all measurements of how your concepts are working for people online. By measuring results, you get a much better indication of what's working, how it's working, and how it's converting communications into sales. One of the things that happens all the time is people say, "How did you hear about us?" And the answer comes back, "The internet." Okay, was it Google? Was it social media? Was it video? Was it email marketing? I mean, there's lots of opportunities on the internet. The thing that you have to try to do is dig deeper. But the bottom line is, if you have a plan and a system in place, all of those tools are part of your internet. So the sales funnel is something that is there to help you to better understand, communicate, and retain customers to grow your business. And all of the things that we're talking about in this podcast are really about tools to draw people into that funnel so that you can continue to grow yourself and grow your business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.